Because the average network is quasi-omniscient, we take you now to the office of Karl Rove, Chief Political Advisor to President 43, in the White House. This is Average Network Short Subject 35, Veterans for Sale. Let us join Karl Rove, White House Chief of Staff Andy Card, Swift Boat Vet John O'Neill, Bush Donor Bob Perry, and Defense Secretary Rumsfeld.
The anti-carry ads are playing very well, John.
I told you they would, Mr. Rove. Nobody hates John Kerry more than we do. He is Satan incarnate.
Ooh, don't let the Vice President hear you say that. He'd be very jealous.
Carl, are you sure we ought to be allied with Cheney?
He and Dr. Kissinger's living head can give us brilliant sweeping plans, Bob.
Like Iraq? That ain't going so well.
That's just the media, Mr. Perry. After all, there's a hospital in every library. You can buy American greeting cards everywhere there isn't a bomb. Even the children smoke. What could be nicer?
Mr. Perry, there have been some great advances. The Iraqi soccer team lost a game and no one shot them.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
That was an unrelated incident, sir.
I see.
Food is freely available. Some of the money is real. Sometimes the power is on for hours at a time.
Even the water.
Oh, dear. Yes, sometimes. On the black market, which is open every day, you can buy everything from inflatable women to laughing cow cheese.
We gotta get a cut of that there black market. Maybe Black Market Stores Incorporated.
Good one, BP.
Rumsfeld, you call me that again. I'm gonna whip out my crucifix cigar lighter.
Now, Bob, John's harmless enough as long as it's daylight. So, O'Neill, what's your next ad?
Is that the one Pat Buchanan helped write?
Oh, we've got two. Buchanan helped write one of them. In the first one, five of our vets swear they saw Kerry eating human babies after he came home. Of course, we all ate babies in Nam. Buchanan's ad calls Kerry a noxious, noisome nexus of negativity, and one of our guys says he saw Kerry smoking LSD with Timothy Leary and Jane Fonda in Trang Lock. We know it's true because Leary's head is frozen.
Well, that's fine, O'Neill. Real fine. Here, have $100,000. Here's some extra for you, too.
We'll put it to good use, Mr. Perry. We're working on one for early next month where we prove that Kerry fathered over 200 illegitimate hunchbacked idiot bleeders while he was in Nam. Then he shot himself three times so the poor old Navy'd have to send him home.
To insult real Americans. I'll have to tell the Vice President.
Carl, I don't mean to offend anyone, but we are getting a lot of negative feedback on these Swift Vet spots, and the President's getting a little nervous.
Hard. We playing good old country hardball here.
George will do as he's told. Don't worry, Bob.
Well, he better, if and he don't. We can always send him to Dallas. Worked on Kennedy. We gotta play tough, Card. These whole parts of Texas ain't been developed yet, and I need George so's I can do it. I pulled strings for him. He's gonna pull some for me. Carl, this office ain't bugged, is it?
Of course not, Bob. I'm not Nixon, you know.
Richard Nixon and Ronald Reagan were the two greatest presidents in the universe.
John, shut up. Quit playing that dang tape. You're getting as bad as Grover Norquist.
Yes, sir.
They is both boobs.
But useful.
I have arranged with Britt Hume's people to show the spots over and over again on Fox as soon as they're ready.
Thank you, Donald.
Good. Only news folks needs is Fox.
I'm afraid Fox gives me gas.
You need just some chili, son. Andy, ain't hardly nothing good chili can't cure. Con carne, none of them beans.
Oh, dear. I'll remember that, Mr. Perry.
I'll remind you, Andy.
I really appreciate that, Don.
Just make sure that the Swift Vet spots get to all the news outlets first. We can keep running them in the least expensive state markets and get national exposure through the news shows. We've also set up a mini book tour for you. All Heritage Foundation choices.
No journalists and no Corsi.
Oh, journalists will be barred. And we're sending your co-author off on a tour with Scott McClellan's dad, Mel Gibson, and an extraterrestrial named Ebo Gak from the planet Quarquar.
Don, you always find such interesting guest panels.
And only $500 a plate. It's even cheaper than Asa Hutchinson.
Oh, hell, I can get Tom DeLay to roll over and play dead for half of that.
Average Network Short Subject 35, Veterans for Sale, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. Celebrity impersonations were supplied by the Calaveras County, California 4-H Club Ungulant Squad. This is Pablo T. Flies for the Average Network. Stay tuned!